Second, from the Bible, the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
今天的崇拜的经文是从以赛亚书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Verses 6 to 7.
第六到七节。
Merry Christmas, everyone.
圣诞快乐。
What better time to talk about peace than this?
要谈和平的话题，没有比现在更好的时间了。
We used to think that war can only happen somewhere else.
我们曾经以为啊，战争只能够在别的地方发生。
And the wars in Ukraine, Syria, and Iraq are bad enough already.
在乌克兰、叙利亚和伊拉克的战争已经够糟糕了。
Especially when they are all dragging simultaneously.
特别是这些都同时在发生。
And now all of a sudden, there was the siege at Martin Place at our own CBD.
但是现在突然在马丁广场，在我们自己的市中心也发生了绑架事件。
When we were still mourning for the victims,Another massacre happened in Pakistan.
当我们还在哀悼死者的时候，又一个大屠杀在巴基斯坦发生了。
With Taliban militants killing over 100 innocent children.
塔利班杀了100多位无辜的儿童。
The magnitude of this tragedy almost made us feeling guilty for paying so much attention on the two victims that we have.
这个事件的悲惨悲惨的规模，简直让我们不好意思太多关注我们的两位牺牲者了。
What's going on?
到底怎么回事呢？
Is there an end, ever an end to violence?
暴力还有完没完？
Doesn't it feel like the world is in a downward spiral?
这个世界是不是好像每况愈下？
Can we really entertain any hope of peace?But the whole world is at war.
当全世界都在打仗冲突的时候，我们真的能够还有和平的希望吗？
To this question, many will answer no.
许多人会说没有。
When we look at the world today, it does appear that the world is in a downward spiral.
当我们放眼看今天的世界，好像的确是每况愈下。
And it's not going to get better.
毫无希望。
And the best we can do is to accept it as reality and get on with it the best we can.
那最明智的做法就是接受现实，过一天算一天。
But the Bible will tell us otherwise.
但圣经却给我们不同的答案。
The Bible tells us that we can have the hope of peace despite all the reality of war.
圣经却说，即使面对战争的事实，我们还能够有和平的希望。
Because the Prince of Peace has come.
因为那和平的君王已经到来。
It's now time that we turn to Isaiah 9.
那现在我们就翻到以赛亚书第九章。
In verses 6 to 7, we read.
在第六到七节。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安必增加无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
This is a prophecy given about 700 years before Jesus.
这是在耶稣诞生之前700多年前的预言。
And today, almost everyone knows that it's about Jesus.
今天差不多每个人都知道预言是关于耶稣。
Strangely, nowhere in the New Testament is this prophecy cited.
奇怪的是在新约圣经里却从来没有引用过这段预言。
It's only in connection with another word from Isaiah that we know that this applies to Jesus.
只有通过以赛亚书的中间的另外一个名字，我们才知道这个预言与耶稣有关。
And that word is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
那个名字就是以马内利，意思是神与我们同在。
Hence, it's important that we understand firstly the meaning of the prophecy and how it's fulfilled in Jesus.
所以我们首先必须明白这个预言是怎样应验在耶稣身上。
And then how it applies to us.
然后再思想预言跟我们的关系。
Now, much like our time, Isaiah's time was also one of wars and turmoil.
就跟我们现在一样，以赛亚也是处于一个动荡不安的时代。
There was nation against the nation and people against people.
国攻打国，民攻打民。
Now we will not have the time to go into those historical details today.
我们今天没有时间进入那些历史细节。
However, in Isaiah 7 to 12,
但在以赛亚书七到十二章。
God has told Isaiah through a series of prophecies that God's people need not fear.
神通过一系列的预言告诉以赛亚说神的百姓不需要害怕。
For the kingdom of God will be established forever and will bring all the world powers into subjection.
因为神的国度会被建立直到永远，也会征服世上一切的权势。
And all they need to do is simply to trust in God.
他们需要做的是只是相信神。
Now, how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Well, God has given us a sign.
神给了我们一个记号。
A child will be born to a virgin.
一个婴孩会从童女而生。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
他的名字叫做以马内利。
In its original context,This Emmanuel child was probably a child born to Isaiah.
在当时，这位以马内利婴孩大概是以赛亚的一个孩子。
With the virgin signifying the purity of his wife.
童女就是表明以赛亚妻子的贞洁。
However, the prophecy also looked beyond the immediate future.
但是这个预言却跨越了短期的将来。
To the fall of Israel under Assyria and Babylon.
看到以色列如何灭亡在亚述和巴比伦手下。
That there will be a child, a future son of David, who will bring God's people back from exile.
将有一个孩子，一位大卫的后裔，将会带领神的百姓被掳归回。
And he will once again establish the kingdom of God and will dominate the world forever.
并且重建神的国度。甚至永远的统治全世界。
So in Isaiah 9:1, it says.
所以在以赛亚书九章一节说。
There will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And when we come to Isaiah 9, verse 6, clearly the son to be born is this light.
当我们来到以赛亚书九章六节，明显那位要出生的婴孩就是这光。
And this son is the Davidic king who will rule forever.
这位婴孩就是那位将要永远统治的大卫的后裔。
Now, if we move 700 years ahead of Isaiah,
当我们在前进七百年
we'll see that the only candidate For this princely person is indeed Jesus.
我们就会发现这位王子唯一的候选人就是耶稣。
Before Jesus was born, the angel already told Joseph, the husband of Mary, that this child is the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah of the virgin birth.
在耶稣降生前，天使已经告诉约瑟，耶稣基督的养父，说这位玛利亚要生的婴孩就是以赛亚书预言的以赛亚预言的应验。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
他的名字要叫做以马内利。
When Jesus began his public ministry in Capernaum,
当耶稣在加百农开始公开侍奉的时候，
Matthew 4:14 immediately notes that this fulfills Isaiah 9:1-2.
马太福音四章十四节立即指出这是应验了以赛亚书九章一到二节的预言。
That the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, Galilee of the Gentiles, has seen a great light.
西布伦和拿弗他利地就是外邦人的加利利地看到了大光。
And Jesus is the light that is dawn on the people in darkness.
耶稣就是照亮黑暗中人的光。
He is the one that will bring people out of captivity and exile.
他就是要带人被掳归回。
And even out of the shadow of death.
甚至脱离死亡阴影的那一位。
So clearly, Jesus is also the Son prophesied in Isaiah 9:6.
所以耶稣基督显然就是以赛亚书九章六节所预告的那位婴孩。
And clearly the titles of Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace are how we are to see Jesus and what he does.
显然奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君就是形容耶稣和他的工作。
So now let's look at those titles one by one.
让我们现在就一一了解一下这些称号。
And see how they are fulfilled in Jesus.
并看看他们如何成就在耶稣身上。
Wonderful Counselor means that Jesus is the superb strategist who possesses supernatural wisdom.
奇妙测试的意思就是耶稣拥有超凡智慧的决策者。
People in Isaiah's time are searching everywhere for stability and direction.
以赛亚时代的人到处寻找平安和出路
for a solution to their problems.
要解决他们的问题。
Yet all their solutions turned out to be snares and traps.
但所有的出路最终都成为网罗和陷阱。
But through the term wonderful counselor, God is in fact saying to them,
但通过奇妙测试这个称号，神就是对他们说，
Don't turn to the foreign allies or foreign gods.
不要去寻找那些外国的盟友和外邦的神灵。
Just turn to me.
只要到我这里来。
And trust in the king that I will give you.
信靠我所赐给你们的君王。
Because he will show you the way.
因为他会引导你们。
He will give you the stability and direction that you are longing for.
他会给你们所渴望的平安。
Don't we also look for a way out of our manifold problems?
我们不也是在寻找许多问题的出路吗？
Don't we also look in vain for wisdom and strategy from our leaders?
我们不也期望我们的领导人要提供智慧和策略，却常常失望吗？
Whether it's the economy or the environment,
不管是经济还是环境。
Whether it's the tension between the nations or races or classes or religions,
不管是国际冲突还是阶级斗争还是宗教矛盾矛盾，
our leaders are clearly out of ideas, aren't they?
我们领导人不是很明显已经拿不出办法来了吗？
So it's especially in times like this that we need to turn to Jesus.
在这样的时候，我们就更加需要转向耶稣。
For He knows the way.
因为他能为我们开路。
And the second title is Mighty God.
第二个称号是全能的神。
Now for them, this probably meant that this king would be victorious in battle.
对他们来说，也许意味着这位君王将要得胜。
And he will be the perfect representative of God on earth.
要成为上帝在地上的完美代表。
For kings are sometimes regarded as divine in ancient times.
因为古代君王确实有时候被当作神圣。
However, never was a king called the mighty God without qualification.
但是从来没有一位王直截了当的被称为全能的神。
And it's incredible that a prophet of Israel like Isaiah, who is steeped in monotheism, can address a human like this.
像以赛亚那样信仰独一真神的先知会这样称呼一个人，实在是不可思议。
Unless it's revealed by God Himself.
除非是上帝亲自启示他。
Now it's in the New Testament that we finally know why.
来到新约，我们才了解为什么。
Because Jesus, the Son of Mary, is also the Son of God.
因为玛利亚的儿子耶稣同时也是神的儿子。
In Jesus, God Himself has come to us and dwelt among us.
上帝乃是耶稣身上亲自降临，并且住在我们当中。
Therefore, He is the only one who can reveal to us what God is like.
所以只有耶稣才能够向我们显明上帝的形象。
And only through Him that we can truly know God and have a relationship with God.
也只有通过他，我们才能认识上帝，才能够跟上帝建立关系。
And that is also why Jesus can rule on David's throne forever.
这也就是为什么耶稣能够永远坐在大卫的宝座上。
And the increase of His government and peace will have no end.
他的政权和平安必增加无穷。
For every kingdom on earth has an end.
因为任何的国度，地上的国度都会终结。
And every leader, good or bad, eventually dies.
任何一位领袖，好或者坏，都会死去。
Which is actually a good thing.
这其实是好事。
Imagine if Chairman Mao still lives.
想象一下，如果毛主席还活着。
And the increase of his power never ends.
假如他的政权增加无穷。
Whoa, you wouldn't want that, do you?
你不会希望看到这样，对吗？
But in Jesus, we not only have a perfect king.
但耶稣不但是完美的君王。
But a king who never dies.
而且是一位永远不死的君王。
A king whose wisdom and power is inexhaustible.
是一位有无尽的智慧和能力的君王。
Because he is God.
因为他就是神。
Anyone who does not want to welcome this king will indeed be a fool.
任何不想接受他做王的人会是一定都是傻瓜。
Not only is this king able to rule with wisdom and power,
这位君王不仅可以用智慧能力来治理。
And his wisdom and power will also be exercised for the best interest of his people.
他的智慧能力还会用来确保我们最大的利益。
Hence the third and fourth titles.
这就是第三和第四个称号所要说明的。
The third title is Everlasting Father.
第三个称号是永在的父。
Now Father means the giver of life, the one who has compassion.For his children.
父亲是给予生命，父亲也怜悯他的儿女。
It's curious that this son is called a father.
有意思的是，这位子竟然称为父。
And even the everlasting father.
而且是永在的父。
That means he will have a never-ending compassion for his children.
这说明他对他的儿女的怜悯永无止境。
And you can always run to him for understanding and protection.
任何时候你都可以到他面前来到理解，来到得到保护。
For support and supply.
得到供应和支持。
Isn't that what we also want from our leaders?
我们对世上的领袖不也有这样的期待吗？
Both the will to care and the ability to care.
不只愿意关心，而且能够关心。
But in reality, we either find them short.On compassion or short on ability.
但现实中我们却发现，我们世上的领袖不是不够愿意，就是不够能力。
And quite often short on both.
或者两个都不够。
That's why we've grown to mistrust our leaders.
难怪我们对我们的领袖越来越不信任。
However, in Jesus, we find a leader who is both willing and able to help.
但耶稣却是一位既愿意也能够的领袖。
He will never fail us nor desert us.
耶稣永远不会令我们失望，抛弃我们。
That's why the only correct way to relate to him is faith.
这就是为什么在他面前唯一正确的态度就是信心。
Which means trust and dependence.
就是信靠他，依赖他。
Because he is trustworthy and dependable.
因为他绝对可靠。
So it's through trusting in him as our king and father that we can enjoy all the benefits of being his children.
所以只要信靠他做我们的王，我们的父，我们就可以享受一切天国子民的福分。
The fourth title is also the title of this talk.
第四个称号就是这一讲的题目。
Prince of Peace.
和平之君。
That means the rule of Jesus will not be like the rules of the earth.
这就是说耶稣的统治不像地上王国的统治。
His rule would not be a rule of violence and cruelty.
耶稣基督的统治不是暴力和残暴，
but one of peace and mercy.
而是用和平和慈爱。
Yes, he will have the victory.
不错，他会得胜。
And his victory will be the ultimate victory.
而且他的胜利将是最终的胜利。
But his victory is not achieved with arms.
但他的胜利却不通过武力来获得。
But with forgiveness.And self-sacrifice.
而是通过饶恕和自我牺牲。
In verse 6, we read that the government will be on his shoulders.
在第六节我们读到政权必担在他的肩头上。
And later on in Isaiah, we found that the servant of God will take up our sorrow and sing upon his shoulders.
我们在以赛亚书的后面会看到那位神的仆人将要担当我们的忧患，背负我们的罪孽。
The punishment that will bring us peace will be upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And the Lord will lay on him the iniquity of us all.
上帝会把我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
And this is exactly what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
这就是耶稣在十字架上为我们做的。
He was indeed oppressed and afflicted for our sake.
耶稣真的为我们受害。
He has indeed taken our burden upon his own shoulders.
他真的把我们的重担担在自己的肩头上。
He was indeed crushed under the weight of God's wrath.
他也真的为我们的罪孽被神的愤怒所压伤。
And amazingly,This is how he achieved the ultimate victory.
奇妙的是，这样他就取得了最终的胜利。
Because by dying on our behalf, he has conquered the greatest enemy, namely sin.
因为借着他为我们死，他就战胜了最大的仇敌，就是罪。
And the fact that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after is the evidence of this victory.
耶稣三天后从死里复活的事实也是他得胜的证明。
Because death is the reward of sin, and sin is the power of death.
因为死就是罪的工价，罪就是死的权势。
According to statistics, one in every 70,000 people will be killed by the Taliban.
据统计，每70,000人中就有一个会被塔利班杀死。
But 70,000 out of 70,000 will be killed by death.
但每70,000人中却有70,000人会被死亡杀害。
But by dying this substitutionary death, Jesus has defeated in one go the ultimate superpowers over us all.
但是借着替我们舍命，耶稣却粉碎了我们头上最大的权势。
Sin and death.
罪和死亡。
And that is why he is the Prince of Peace.
所以他才是和平之君。
Because through death, Jesus has also achieved the two greatest reconciliations of all time.
因为借着死，耶稣就成就了两个最重要的和平。
The reconciliation between God and man.
神人之间的和平。
And the reconciliation between peoples.
人与人之间的和平。
If you ask, how can sinful people ever approach the righteous and holy God?
如果你问，有罪的人怎能同圣洁的神和好呢？
The answer is through Jesus.
答案就是通过耶稣。
Because he has taken up our sin, our punishment.
因为他已经承担了我们的罪孽。
And he has absorbed God's righteous anger towards sin.
他也承担了神对罪的一切公义的愤怒。
Therefore, the barrier between God and humanity is now removed.
因此在神和人之间的障碍已经消除了。
And there is nothing that can stop us from approaching God and receiving his love and mercy.
再也没有什么可以阻止我们亲近神，得到他的慈爱怜悯。
And if you ask, how can all the violence in this world ever end?
如果你问世界上那么多的暴力如何结束呢？
The answer is also through Jesus.
答案也是通过耶稣。
Because by dying and paying the penalty of our sin, he has also absorbed all the hatred and hostility that humans have for one another.
因为借着承担我们的刑罚，负清我们的罪，耶稣也抵消了人与人之间一切的仇敌。
Therefore, the war between people is also broken down.
因此在人和人之间的那道阻隔的墙也倒塌了。
And now in Jesus, there is now a new humanity that can love one another and forgive one another.
现在在耶稣里已经有一个能够彼此相爱、彼此饶恕的新人类诞生了。
In a way, Nietzsche is right.
在某种意义上说，尼采是对的。
The philosopher whose name I can never spell right.
我从来读不准尼采的名字。
That the will to power is everything.
权力意志就是一切。
For power is the only thing that works.
因为权力就是唯一管用的东西。
And that is the way the world works.
世界就是这样运作的。
How do you treat your enemy?
你怎样对待仇敌呢？
Well, you crush them.With a power greater than this.
你只能用比他们更大的权力把他们打垮。
And you better kill them for good, lest they rise up and kill you.
而且你要最好不要给他们任何翻身的机会。
But the sad thing is, we can never kill our enemy for good.
但可悲的是，我们永远无法把敌人彻底打倒。
Vengeance will always bring more vengeance.
仇恨只能带来更多更大的仇恨。
And violence only breeds more violence.
暴力也只能产生更多的暴力。
And that is why there will be no end to the world's suffering.
难怪这世界上的痛苦永远没有结束。
Ironically, when God comes into the world, he also used his power.
讽刺的是，当上帝进入到世界的时候，他也运用了权力。
Of course, God's power is matchless.
当然，神的权能是无与伦比的。
However, he did not use his power to crush his enemy.
但神却没有用他的权能打倒他的敌人。
But use his power to suffer for others.
而是用他的能力来为人受苦。
He did not vent his righteous indignation on all the sinful people.
他没有向所有罪人发泄他的义怒。
But used his power to absorb all the righteous indignation of the Father.
而用他的能力来承受天父的愤怒。
By doing so, he is able to make enemies friends.
这样他就能够化敌为友。
And that's why the only hope of peace.
所以唯一的和平的希望
The only way to end the world's violence is through Jesus.
唯一能够结束一切暴力只有耶稣。
You don't have to live in Pakistan or Iraq to need this peace.
你不需要住在巴基斯坦或者伊拉克才需要这份和平。
In fact, you don't even need to be affected by Martin Place to need this peace.
你甚至也不需要受到马丁广场的冲击。
Because the peace that Jesus brings is more than just a psychological calmness or tranquility.
因为耶稣基督所带来的平安不仅仅是心理上的平安安详。
But a reconciliation.
而是和平。
A restoration of relationship with the most important person in the universe, namely God.
就是让你和宇宙中最重要的那一位就是上帝和好。
It's more than helping you through a financial or physical crisis.
这个和平不只要带你度过任何身体或者经济上的危机。
This peace will help you through the greatest and ever-present crisis for every person.
更是要带你脱离那个人身上最严重而且随时存在的危机。
Namely, the enmity between you and God.
就是你和神的敌对。
Only in Jesus can this enmity be removed.
只有在耶稣基督里，这份敌对才能够被消除。
And in Him, it is already removed.
而且已经被消除了。
That is why the Bible says,Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.
这就是为什么圣经说信子的有永生。
But whoever rejects the Son will not see life.
不信主的得不着永生。
For God's wrath remains on him.
神的愤怒藏在他的身上。
How can you have peace if you reject the Prince of Peace?
你如果拒绝了和平的君王，你怎么还能指望有平安呢？
Now, are you willing to put your trust in the Son of God?
你愿意信靠这位神的儿子吗？
Are you willing to welcome him as your king?
你愿意接受他做你的王吗？
Do you want to receive this peace?
你愿意领受这份和平吗？
Can there be a better time to do this than this Christmas?
还有比这个圣诞节更好的时机吗？
If you want to receive Jesus as your king, I suggest that you can do either one of two things.
你如果愿意接受耶稣基督做你的王的话，我建议做两件事情的其中一种。
One, come and talk to me or Pastor John.
第一，你可以来找我或者古乐新传道。
During lunchtime,
在午饭的时候
talk to him if you speak only English.
你如果只说英语的话呢，就去找古乐新传道。
Or Indian or Malaysia.
你如果能说印度语或者马来西亚语的话。
I'm sure that there will be plenty of time over lunch that we can go through with you what it means to follow Jesus.
相信午饭的时候我们会有足够的时间来跟你解释、跟随主耶稣基督的意义。
And you will need a bit of help in this, as it is the most important decision in your life.
这是你一生最重要的决定，所以你会需要一点帮助。
And you'd better have a clear idea of what it means.
也最好清楚自己所做的决定。
Now two, to fill in the response form,
第二，你可以填好回应表格。
Which is one half of the bulletin this side.
就是在我们的我们单张上。
Once you fill it, tear it off.
填好以后撕下来。
See, just like this. Oh, that's not very good. I'll do it again. Tear it off.
把它撕下来。
And drop it in the box.In the offering box.
把它丢到奉献箱里。
That is for the same purpose that we can contact you and arrange a time to go through with you the details.
这也是为了让我们能够跟你联系，能够安排时间跟你解释。
However, because the more you delay it, the less likely you'll do it.
但是你如果越拖就越做不成。
So I would strongly recommend that you talk to us.Rather than to leave it in the form in the box.
所以我还是强烈建议你们今天就来找我们谈，而不是把表格放在箱子里。
you will leave the form only if you need to leave straight after the service.
你如果崇拜以后马上需要离开的话，才把回应表留下。
Or if you have some compelling reason not to talk to me, say that you have a bird flu or something.
你如果或者说你们有那个非如此不可的理由不跟我们说话，好像有禽流感。
If you are interested but are still not sure.
你如果有兴趣但是还是不太肯定。
Let me also encourage you to keep coming.
我也鼓励你继续的来。
Grab a Bible and start reading.
拿起圣经来读。
Join the Bible study group.
参加一个查经班。
Or an evangelistic class.
或者福音课程班。
Don't let the issue go away.
不要让这个问题跑开。
Because the issue between you and God will determine whether you will have peace for all eternity.
因为你和神之间的问题就会决定你是否有永恒的平安。
So it's too important to leave unresolved.
所以不解决的话就太可惜了。
So please do something about it.
所以请你务必拿出行动来。
Now let's pray.
现在我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into the world.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，感谢你来到我们这个世界。
And we praise you as the Son of God and the Prince of Peace.
我们赞美你，因为你是上帝的儿子，你是和平的君王。
Please help us to trust in your government and your wisdom.
求你帮助我们信靠你的统治和智慧。
And most above all, in your death on our behalf.
特别是信靠你替我们牺牲的恩典。
So that we may be forgiven and be a member of your kingdom.
让我们可以罪得赦免，进入你的国度。
Please give us the peace through believing.
求你赐给我们因信而来的平安。
And in the midst of suffering and uncertainty, please remove our fear, even the fear of death.
求你在患难不安中挪去我们的恐惧，甚至死亡的恐惧。
Because you have already triumphed over death.
因为你已经战胜了死亡。
So with this peace and certainty, help us to comfort those who are also suffering.
求你帮助我们用你所给我们的平安去安慰那些在苦难中的人。
Help us to restore broken relationships.
帮助我们修复那些破裂的关系。
So that we may also become the sons of peace.
让我们也成为和平之子。
In the name of Jesus, our King. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。